Good morning. We're continuing Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chavdal, the Melach of Tzeveya, and we want to clarify a few more points. One of the questions which comes up, a person wants to sit in the sun to get a suntan on Shabbos. Is one allowed to do a process of causing themselves to get a suntan on Shabbos? So a person does it intentionally for the purpose of getting a tan, so this is a question which the poskim discuss, that since there's no act of actually adding color, and because it happens through a grum in a certain sense, B, maybe that's going to be mutter. So regards to the first point, there is a clear case in halacha which talks about a woman would put something on her face which would cause her cheeks to turn a little bit red. So the blood would come to the face. So it wasn't an outside coloration which was added. It's the natural coloration of the body which is being brought through various different methods to the fore. And that is also an halacha. The case of tanning oneself would be similar. Again, the person does something and then it happens. So it has both elements of this argument, that you're not adding any color, you're just taking the color which is there naturally, and it comes through a grooming process, and still it's going to be usher. So a person should avoid doing that for that purpose. However, if a person is walking outside, and that he has no interest, he's not trying to cause himself to get a tan, just he happens to be, he wants to sit outside and talk, etc. And even though this is going to happen, that's going to be mutter. And most this is in his Siddur Rabbanon. It's a Siddur Rishani Miskab, but he's not trying to do that. That even though it's going to be Psik Resha, it's a Psik Resha, which he's not trying to do, that's a Psik Resha Lo Nichole, that there is another sore possibly why it's going to be mutter, but that's mutter. A question which came up was when they introduced photograde glasses. Photograde glasses are a type of a lens which has a substance inside which it goes out into the sun, it darkens, so it acts as the person's prescription glasses. He can wear them inside and they're clear, and when he walks outside, they develop a color. So that's the question, is that going to be mutter? So some poskim suggest the reason why this is mutter, because it changes back and forth extremely easily, in and out. So the fact that the original color comes back as soon as you walk inside indicates that you haven't colored something. If it have a real coloration, why does it disappear? The fact that it disappears when you come back inside is indicative of the fact that nothing really changed, and that's not considered an issue. This is Ramosha's Tshuva. Ramosha finds his Atzal in Archaim Chelik Gimel. There might be a second argument why it's going to be mutter, etc. However, the assumption of the poskim is that case is going to be mutter. One last case, there are certain types of cups, etc. When you put something cold, the color of the cup changes from red to blue. When you put something hot, it changes from blue to red. It colors. A person's using that because that they want to see the change of the color. A lot of times, people enjoy that. It's something. It's a topic of discussion. Wow, fancy cup, it does that. So that would be a person doing it with intent. So the head of the photograde concept, where a person is not intentionally trying to do something, it's just sort of happening. It's different than over here, where the person is intentionally trying to change the color. So in that situation, it's going to be a problem. A person should avoid doing that on Shabbos. Have a good day.